And we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight from the Footlight Players there in Michigan City. They just closed Murder by Death. We'll talk a little bit about that. But we're meeting with Laura West, who is directs and does costumes and a whole bunch of things. And she's going to talk about the next season. Laura, welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Hi, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
So, well, first of all, tell us how your last show went. What did you do in that? I think you were doing costumes on Murder by Death.
I did costumes. It's a Murder to Death.
Yes. Murder to Death.
Murder to Death, yes. I did costumes. My husband, Chris West, produced it, and the wonderful Dee Piotrowski directed it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, and that closed out, so now you're ready to embark on that. But before we talk about your season for next year, you are now doing a kind of a thing on what they call Footlight on Friday nights. So tell us a little bit about
Footlight.
Friday at Footlight. So tell us all about that.
Okay, our next Friday at Footlight event is going to be June 2nd at 7 p.m. And this is just an opportunity for anybody in the community that wants to share their talents. We originally thought of it as an open mic night, but it kind of turned into a, if you want to karaoke and sing along, if you want to do some improv with your favorite friends, if you just want to play the piano, whatever you want to do, you can come out, work a skit, read a poem, figure out what's going to work, and have an audience to entertain.
Oh, that's excellent. Is that something that maybe like you're looking at potential talent that you have never auditioned for Footlight? Like, oh, look, you know, we got to get this person to come out for a show.
We do. We do have some of our directors. They do show up and they will say, oh, you know what? I saw somebody at the Friday at Footlight event. We actually recruited one for our summer program to help us play the piano. So we're hoping that's going to work out.
Right.
So is that filled up now, the summer program?
Yes, yes, it has filled up, and that will be June 25th and 26th, or no, 24th and 25th will be the summer show dates.
Do you have a wait list for that, just in case?
We do, yes. You can go to our website, and you can kids can still sign up to join the wait list.
Great.
Anything else going on in the summer besides that? Do you have like things that, well, we need to fix this and do that? Is it kind of like a downtime so you can fix a few things in the theater?
Yes, we do have some maintenance days scheduled, and we usually put those on Facebook at the Footlight and Friends page on Facebook and also on our website.
Very good. Well, now we want to talk about the season. You got a whole new 2023-24 season and got some fun things there, and that's be what your 74th season. Wow, that's a long time for Footlight. So why don't you tell us about each of the shows?
Okay. Well, coming up in August, the 4th through the 6th, 11th through 13th, 18th through 20th, we have The Dastardly Dr. Devereaux, which is a melodrama musical. So it's a little bit over the top, fun show. It's not real popular, so it's one that, you know, you just have to take a chance on. But with names like Dog's Breath Devereaux, Nurse Ivy Drip, Dr. Feelgood, a lot of cash. Who's not going to have a good time at that show? And that is directed by the wonderful Laura Meyer.
Okay.
So she will be doing that one for us in August.
And curiosity, let's talk about auditions. How long before each show are going to be auditions?
About 2 months.
2 months? Okay.
Yep, about 2 months, 6 weeks or so. And then, it all falls together pretty quickly. In October, we have Four Old Broads on the High Seas. This is the continuation of Four Old Broads that we did last October. It will be directed by Robert Commander again. So Bobby will be there. And this one starts right where they left off with the other one, but you don't have to have come for the other one to know
it. Are you going to get the same cast continue on with that?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll have the Leslie Evans and everything like that in that. So
we do.
Very good. So
they will be there for that one. And that one, of course, on the high seas, it's going to happen on a ship.
Okay.
That's going to be fun. In December, we have Murder on the Rerun. It is going to be directed by Michael Thomas. And this one is about a Hollywood screenwriter and a bunch of her friends. They get together. Oops, there's an accident. And she is dead. And then her ghost comes back and tries to figure out what exactly happened to her in a series of hysterical components that all come together.
Excellent.
Is there a holiday theme to it?
So it does take place at a ski chalet. So we're going to pull in the Christmas theme there.
Good.
Yeah, the play reading committee, we went a little bit different this way with the December show. There are just too many really, really good shows. So
yeah,
Michael really wanted that, and we got it in there for December. Following that, in March, we have The Unsinkable Molly Brown, which is also another musical. It's our other big musical. It tells the story of the unsinkable Molly Brown, just kind of going through life up until, you know, the big events we all know her from the Titanic, I guess. So that's going to be fun. And that one is going to be directed by Nikki Anthony. And then in May of 2024, we have The Lost Boy, which will be directed by myself. and I'm really excited about it. That is the story of the author of Peter Pan, James M. Barry, and kind of a take on how he might have created Peter Pan and all of the story that comes with it. So it is a drama. It has a few comical lines, but it's a drama, and that'll be in May.
Wow.
How many people in that cast?
That can have a flexible cast from 7 to 14. To 14 people.
Well, sounds like a very busy season. So tell us how we can find out about Footlight on online and location and everything real quick.
Okay. We are located at 1705 Franklin Street in Michigan City. We have our website at footlightplayers.org, and that is where we put all the information. And you can also find us on all the social medias.
Well, Laura West, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight, Footlight Players and their 74th season.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You guys have a good day.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.